Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. And when you say wellness, the first thing people often think about is their energy, but the second thing they often think about is stress. The reason we get attracted to wellness conversations is because at some point we got so stressed, it jacked up our health, it jacked up our happiness, and all of a sudden we're like frustrated with life. So we had to build wellness practices into our life for better like coping mechanisms, right? And so that's what we're gonna talk about a little bit here, but maybe in a unique way for you. Because if you're living in a state of perpetual stress, we know what that does to you. It does things like, you know, kill you early. It does things like, I don't know, lead to higher rates of divorce. It does things like, I don't know, lead to higher rates of recidivism, where you go back to jail earlier if you're stressed. Like, stress leads to some of the worst behaviors in the human condition. And you and I both know it. I mean, how many times have you been stressed out and you got flippant with your wife or your spouse?
How many times have you been stressed where because you were stressed, you forgot to do something really important? How many times when you were stressed, you did not feel like working out, so you turned to comfort food? How many times have you been stressed and it just absolutely murdered a night of sleep? Like you could not sleep because you were too stressed. You woke up with anxiety and you doubted yourself. It is a poison. And it's a natural part of life too, though. So we better learn how to deal with it, because stress is never going to go away. So many people think, well, one day I'll become so successful, I'm not stressed anymore. I'm like, yes, when you're dead. That's the only time, maybe up in heaven, that there's maybe no stress. On this earth, on this planet, and in this time, there will always be something. You could be the most extraordinary human on the planet, and you'll still feel a level of stress. I was in an audience one time and speaking at an event with the Dalai Lama, and somebody in the audience asked His Holiness, do you still feel stress? And he gave this great belly, like jolly-hearted laugh. Like he was just laughing, like he didn't even have to answer. And everyone knew what it was. Of course, he still feels it. I mean, please, imagine if you were like pushed away from your home country for most of your adult life. And I don't know, the whole world kind of looked at you as like a leader. And I don't know, an entire like religion and culture saw you as, I don't know, their idol. Like it's kind of a pressure situation. Of course he's stressed. Of course everyone's stressed. People always say, Brendan, do you get stressed? I'm like, do I breathe? Like, how do we imagine that there are these superhuman souls who don't get stressed? I think we've all been sold this bill of goods. It's a total falsity. It's like, oh, just be a peaceful warrior. Oh yeah, well go with that peaceful warrior in war and go ahead and strap a heart rate monitor to them and they'll be peaceful in their mind, but their heart will be going like this. There's physical stress, there's emotional stress, there's like esoteric stress, there's like existential stress. We're never going to escape every kind of stress. So what can we do? Like, what's the way out, Brendan? In this session, I want to introduce you to three simple ideas that will help you so much that are a little counterintuitive. Now, I know some of them you know, right? Like if you're stressed, go do some physical exercise. You're stressed, go do some meditation. But those things, those are what I call like relieving practices. But there's also things that are more proactive practices that can prevent how much relieving practices you need. Does that make sense? Like stress builds up, so you go release it doing something. I'll teach you a process for that too. But there's also some specific things you can do to make sure it doesn't build up as much, or in some cases at all, in the important areas of your life. What I've discovered is a lot of people aren't really aware of where their stressors are, why they exist, and how intense they are. So what happens? They kind of explode one day. It's like the stresses are like building up like steam in a pipe. And you can keep ramming that steam in there, but one day it's so intense, it explodes. Have you ever like exploded on somebody because of your stress? Like you freaked out at somebody at work, or you found yourself like you're driving in the car and someone kind of cuts you off and all of a sudden you're like, you freak out and you're like, that's not me. That was the stress. It had just built up, and maybe you were unconscious of it, but it kept building up and building up and building up and leading to a bad behavior. We need to have a practice in our life on a regular basis to evaluate where we're being stressed and why it's happening and what level of intensity it is. In my personal practice, in my life, as you know, I do my high performance planner every Sunday, and you could do the same thing to do your whole life assessment and just ask those questions. Where am I being stressed and what's causing it? What's going on here? And if you'll do that, just that awareness of what's causing us stress has been proven in studies to decrease our stress. Isn't that funny? It's just being aware of what it is helps you kind of like get clarity. And with clarity comes a little bit more of like certainty and a little bit more of like, oh, that's what's going on for me. Have you ever had that? We had a couple of weird weeks and you're like, that's what's been going on for me. And as soon as you know what's been going on, you kind of feel better. Stress is like that. So identify those areas. And now let's talk about three big things you can do that you probably never really thought of that will help deal with it. and prevent it. So first big idea, expectations. Most of our stress comes from unrealized or unconscious expectations. We wanted it to go like this, it's not going like that, it's frustrating me, it's stressing me out, right? Because when you get everything you want, are you stressed? When everything goes just like the way you anticipated, are you stressed? No, you're like, man, this is great. It's when your expectations fall apart. When you wanted this, it turned out like that, you weren't ready for it, and now you're freaked out. So, what do we have to do? We've got to learn to better manage the expectations in the important parts of our lives. And that is so critical. So let me give you a way to do that. In every context that you're about to do, in every goal you're about to try to achieve, in every project you're about to start with your family, at home, or at work, what I want you to do is always have a clear conversation about expectations, where you share your expectations and you solicit what other people's expectations are. Going to Disneyland with your hubby and the kids? Okay, what happens? All of you go to Disneyland and no one had a conversation up front, and now the kids want to go, and like in the moment, the kids are tearing your arm off to go over here, but your son wants to go over there. Your husband's like, I'm hungry, I want to eat, I hate this. And you're like, I hate it too. And you all freak out. You didn't prepare. You didn't take just that literally that simple thing of like, hey, husband, we're going to Disneyland today. What would you like to experience today? How would you like this to go? Hey, Susie, we're going to Disneyland today. How do you want this to go? Like, what would you love about today? These pre-conversations of expectations save misery later. People don't do it. You get your team together. Hey, let's go take on this brand new project. And everyone starts bum rushing the project. But no one said, okay, what's the expectation? What are you supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What's the deadline? What's the date? Who's in charge of what? And so what ends up happening is this big rat's nest happens. And now there's like, everyone's frustrated. Why are you doing this? Why are you messing with this? Get out of it. And now everyone's trying to set boundaries later. Everyone's trying to have the conversations later. The deadlines are missed. People, and everyone's just completely upset. Why? No pre-expectation conversation. You got to think about whatever you're about to do that. And here, let me tell you, the easiest and the most fundamental and the most important area to do this in is in your relationship. If you have a relationship with, you know, your significant other, your intimate partner, your lover, your spouse, oh my gosh, please do this simple thing. On Sunday, look at the week ahead, sit down with your spouse, your partner, significant other, and just say, hey, honey, here's what I have coming up this week. And here's what I'm kind of hoping for here. What do you have coming up this week? What are you hoping for? Because when you both know the expectations that each other has for the week, you can support each other, you can cheer each other on, and now when the expectations go sideways, you have a little bit of camaraderie. Be like, oh, honey, remember that meeting? I wanted this to happen. It didn't go well. And she's like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I know you wanted to go like that. It didn't go well. And you're like, yeah. And now you've got empathy and sympathy and compassion. You have a comrade as you're trying to achieve things. One reason stress can really overtake our life is because we approach our life solo. We just kind of bumble into things without clear expectations and without a comrade. And now things turn sideways. So I'd sure love for you to think about areas that are stressing you out. And now, how do you more explicitly communicate in that area? But the bend here, the focus here is expectations. What are your expectations? This also brings up something that's really important. Unrealistic expectations. How many of us want everything to go absolutely perfect, and every time it falls apart, we fall apart? We didn't get what we want, and now we're so stressed, so upset, so angry, and that upset and anger spills out onto the people that we really care about. It's a real problem. And so you got to sit down and have real clear expectations with yourself, and also ask just a simple question. Is this expectation gonna help me feel good about life? Is this expectation real in such a way I'm going to feel good about life? Or am I setting myself up for failure right off the bat? Because if you're setting yourself up for failure over and over and over again, no wonder you're so stressed. Okay, so the first idea, clear expectations. Have the pre-con conversations before you go in the meetings with the teams, with your spouse, everybody, clear expectations. That decreases stress later on. Number two, let's think about number two as a physiological approach to dealing with stress. So number one was kind of like psychological. I'm getting clear about expectations. Number two is more physiological. And what I'd love to introduce you to is this concept of dealing with stress called the release meditation technique. Okay, if you haven't heard about RMT, it stands for release meditation technique. So RMT is a way of releasing stress in your life. Okay, and it's just a simple sort of mantra-based meditation. I've been doing it, you know, 15 years maybe, something like that. And what I do is several times throughout the day, for me, usually it's about three times throughout the day, I'll push back from my computer, or I'll excuse myself from that meeting, or I'll take a minute to myself and I'll close my eyes and I do two things in the release meditation technique. Number one is I try to release the tension in my body. So I might sit down, might lay down, I'll close my eyes and I just focus for a minute or two of releasing the tension in my legs, my feet, in my hips, in my stomach, in my shoulders, my arms, my neck, in my eyes, in my brows, and I'll just try to release a little bit of tension. Second thing I do is I try to release thoughts. So that's what takes me into traditional meditation, is where I go into a mantra-based meditation. And for me, the mantra is literally the word release. So I close my eyes and I repeat to myself, release, 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 release. And as I'm saying the word release, my intention in that moment is to release that tension in my body and to release the thoughts that are coming up. And as more thoughts come up, I just let them fly by returning to my mantra, release. And I do that over and over and over again. Sometimes I do it 2 minutes, sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 20 minutes. On my A game, like the days I know I'm like the best of who I am, I do 2 20-minute sessions of release meditation. Now, I'll be totally honest with everybody, and I know you have your own wellness practices too, that maybe you're not always consistent about as you want to be. I always get 1 20-minute session in, and maybe 40% of the time get 2 in. But what I can track is the 40% of the time when I get 2 in, I feel better the next day. Because stress is something that accumulates, right? It just builds and it builds and it builds and it's like, ah. So you need a consistent process of releasing that tension. One thing I teach a lot of my like high level, highly creative people is I say, here's what I love you to do. I love for you between every activity, let's say you're doing email and now you need to create a keynote or a PowerPoint presentation. Between every major activity, I want you to push away from the desk, close your eyes, do the release meditation for 2 minutes. Just release, release, release. And then before you open your eyes, set an intention for how you want to do the next thing well. Because here's what that does, is a lot of our stress is carrying over from previous activities, right? Your 3 o'clock stress isn't really just because what happens in 3 o'clock. Your 3 o'clock stress is the accumulation of 10 a.m., 11, noon, 1, 70 emails, 40 DMs, 4 phone calls, kids screaming. That's what's building up at that 3 o'clock. And so once you realize, wow, stress is an accumulation, you go, you know what? Then several times throughout the day, I'd better be dumping it. Let it go. Release it. And that is the ultimate spiritual practice. We think one day we're gonna, you know, one day we're gonna go on top of the mountain and meditate for 10 days and that's gonna release everything. No, because we're gonna go back down, back into the valley, back into the hard work, back into the challenge, back into the suffering, back into the obligations, and Monday is gonna hit and we'll feel stressed again because it builds. The ultimate spiritual practice is learning to release tension several times throughout the day. Tension mentally, tension emotionally, tension physically. It is that consistent release throughout the day, not just once, not just one 20-minute thing, Brendan, but several times throughout the day that actually frees you. And so that's why I like to tell people, do it between activities. I do that all the time. I might, let's say, maybe I'm writing one of my books. I've been working on that for an hour, two, three, but now I need to do some phone calls. Before I do the phone calls, I might sit up, stand, bounce in place a couple times, close my eyes, bounce in place, take 10 deep breaths, sit down, repeat the word release to myself several times, and then ask, how do I want these phone conversations to go? What's my expectation going into these phone conversations? Oh yeah, this is what I'm after. Let me make sure I clearly communicate that. Okay, good. And it's that break in between activities that gives you sanity. When you feel like you're losing your mind, you know why? No break. Isn't it true? You feel like you're kind of losing your mind because there was no break. You did 79 activities with no break and you're about to lose it. The pipe is building up, ready to burst. So, release meditations, release techniques throughout several activities throughout the day. The third big release is the release of feeling like you have to do it all yourself. This piece is about getting really strategic in one area, and that is, I want you right now to identify what is the biggest outstanding dream or ambition you still have in your life. Like, what is that next big thing you so want, you so desire, you so want to climb up and achieve? Like, what's that next thing? The next big thing. Because here's why the last big thing was so hard. You went at it too alone. You thought you had to figure it out. You had to push all the buttons. You had to manage all the people. You had to earn all the money. You had to take all the responsibilities. You had to do everything. That's why that climb was so dang long and so dang hard. This time, you're gonna take that track and say, that's what I want. And I want you to immediately structure it so you have support from day one. For some of you, that means today, you can go on the internet and you're gonna hire your very first virtual assistant. For some of you, that's gonna go home. You're gonna go home and say, honey, I know we wanna go here. I need your help. So you're gonna do these activities and I'm gonna do these activities. Does that sound smart? How should we divvy this up? And you're gonna divvy it up right off the bat, not wait to do it. That might mean you go into your team and say, team, I need to delegate 40% of my activities right now to you. And I need to know that you got it. Here's your quarterly goal, here's your quarterly goal, here's your quarterly goal. But you need to structure up the support for this next climb. Because you know what? In advance, when you know you have support on the climb, you are way less stressed. When you feel like you have to do it all yourself, my friend, that creates an existential, esoteric stress that can't even be measured. Feeling alone on the path of purpose is suffering. Feeling alone, even if you're doing good things, doesn't feel good. We're talking about wellness here. We're talking about your well-being, and we can't achieve it without social support. But you need to structure it, and you need to do it, and you need to do it now. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.